So yeah, words reveal everything. It's just a matter of whether you want to believe it or not. Jesus is the word, so every word reveals the whole truth. Like, for example, if you look up the words, it seems to me, right? It seems to me. It seems to me. S-E-E-M-S. Now, if you take the word seem, it goes back to think, and it goes back to like or similar. It seems to me an appearance to appear. So when you're thinking about something, or you're not even thinking about it, stuff starts to appear. You know, you start to get surrounded by, on both sides, you get surrounded by something that's starting to appear. Imagine 20 people walk, they're not there, and they walk up to you, they start to appear, and they circle around you. That's how this thing works. It seems to me. It seems to me. And the word seems is S-E-E-M. To see, to appear in your water vessel. Where are your eyes? They're in the forehead. Before. It seems to me. It appears to me. I'm thinking about it. It's before my eye gate. It's my forehead. Foreground. So the foreground starting to appear. So things start to appear before they appear. Things start to appear before they appear. Think about what I'm saying. Anything that appears in your world, it starts to appear before it appears. Let's say somebody's walking around a corner. You might see their arm or their hand or their legs before they appear. Or you might hear a noise. And if you think about your body, you smell something, you see something, you hear something before it appears. The Bible talks about stay on guard, stay awake, stay aware, because he tells you it's going to get worse and worse, crazier and crazier. Because as he starts to appear, the anti goes more crazy. Because think about it, they're under judgment. When Jesus returns, it's not going to be a fun time for the unsaved. And so, the spirit that's in them, the anti-spirit, the anti-Christ spirit, they're really just dead. But the spirit of the air, the spirit of the age that's in them, is making them more crazy. As we see the day approaching, we see it starting to appear. We see the birthing pains. We see things before it appears. We see the AI. We see it. We already knew the AI would take over. The AI beast. The AI machine man. It's in all the Doctor Who movies, the Doctor Who series they're talking about. The quantum physics. The knowledge is going to be increasing, the Bible says, and we see that. So before he appears, there's going to be some precogs, some foresight, foreknowledge. There's always some foreknowledge and foresight in the cycles of time. The farmer, he always knows when he should plant. There's always not foreknowledge that it's getting ready. He's got to get his seeds ready. It's about time to plant, you know. It's right in front of us. It's always happening all the time. You just got to be aware of it. the precogs are there. Precognition, cognition, recognition, recog, recognition. Cog is turn. Ignition is ignition. Ignite the fire in your brain. The synapses in your brain should start clicking. As I'm talking, the synapses should start clicking. You should start to put the puzzle pieces together. If you're saved, you should be able to hear me. But a lot of people can't hear because they're stuck in a box, and that box has caused them to get mad over something that, just because somebody's not talked about it before. God is the revelation of Jesus. Stuff's being revealed. So why would you get mad when we're coming to the end of the age and God is revealing stuff? You should be happy that stuff's being revealed. Why get jealous or mad or angry or judgmental? Why get upset about stuff that's being revealed? It makes no sense. Why would you get upset at a revelation that's never been here before? It's always been here, but nobody's talked about it. Why would that upset you? Somebody has spent the time, the energy, the effort, the hours, a lifelong journey, search, and they see a little bit further, and they're trying to bring it. It's like they're standing on the bow of the ship, looking out over the water, and you're saying, "Look, there's an iceberg way out there. We don't see it. We think you're just imagining it. Well, come stand on the front of the ship, and you could see it." If it's that far away, we ain't worried about it. It's starting to appear. The culmination of the ages, the judgment, the end of the church age, the rapture. It's right in front of you. Your forehead, your eyes. Come out here on the front of the ship and stand here and look. Nah, you're crazy. We don't see anything. You're crazy. It's the revelation. It's the revealing. When it starts, it's going to happen fast. The revelation of Jesus. The judgment. It seems to me. It appears, it's starting to appear more and more as we see the day approach. Knowledge shall increase. Hurricanes, earthquakes, troubles. Many, many things happening. It's right there. It's right in front of you. I don't see it. You're not looking. What do you mean you don't see it? Just look. Just open your eyes. Well, your eyesight's better than mine. I can't see it. Well, that's why I'm telling you where to look. Look over here. Look right here. Look at the etymology. Look at the words. Rightly divided. Look at the shapes, the symbols, the phonics, the colors. It's all pointing to the culmination, because it all is derived from source, and source is coming back, and it's all being revealed right now, right here, right now. It's always been here, but we just didn't have enough data points at that time to see it. Some people saw it. They called them crazy too.